The Adventures of King Midas, written and read by Lynn Reed Banks. Chapter 1. The Wish. King Midas was nothing special as kings go. He hadn't got a particularly large kingdom, just a small one, and it wasn't either rich or poor. Just ordinary, really. Like the king himself, until a certain day in his life on which everything changed. But until that day, things jogged along for him quite normally. Of course, you might not think it normal to live in a small but charming palace surrounded by beautiful grounds, to have to sign papers all the time, wear a heavy crown quite often, and to have dozens of servants running around to do your bidding. But that's normal for a king, and King Midas was quite used to it and thought nothing of it. He hadn't got a queen. He'd had one once, but sadly, she died. The king was terribly grieved. She had been so beautiful, a shining golden beauty that made the sun and the stars come out for him. He kept a lock of her hair, the colour of summer pollen, in a locket round his neck, and would take it out and smooth it in his fingers to keep it shiny and alive-looking. But he had something better than that left from his happy younger days, a little daughter called Delia. She looked rather like her mother, the same bright brown eyes and sun-spun golden hair and lively, loving ways. King Midas simply adored her and made a great fuss of her, giving her most of what she asked for and thinking of all kinds of lovely surprises for her. But oddly enough, she wasn't spoiled. She went to school in the village near the palace, like other children, and was quite ordinary too, in a way. Of course, a princess can never be entirely ordinary, but there was one nice thing about her. She never boasted or gave her...